WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox. Real life recovery, your daily dose of sanity in a crazy world. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize hours have vanished, replaced by fleeting moments of envy and comparison? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. The absolute necessity of carving out time for yourself, just you, away from the digital noise. It might sound simple, even a little obvious, but trust me, in our hyper-connected world, making space for self-care isn't always easy. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, updates, and the pressure to be on all the time. But here's the deal, neglecting your own needs is like running on empty. You can only pour from a cup that's already full, right? So, let's break down why taking time for yourself isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Take 5. First up, remember that feeling of pure joy when you finally sink into a hot bath after a long day? Or the bliss of losing yourself in a good book? Those moments of pure, unadulterated enjoyment are what recharge your batteries. When we dedicate time to activities that truly bring us joy, whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or even just taking a long walk, we replenish our emotional reserves and come back feeling refreshed and energized. Next, think about your creativity. Ever notice how those, aha, moments often strike when you're not actively searching for them? Taking time away from the digital noise allows your mind to wander, make connections, and tap into that wellspring of inspiration. It's like giving your brain a much-needed vacation. It comes back feeling clearer, sharper, and ready to tackle new challenges. Now, let's talk about stress. We all have it, right? But constantly juggling work, relationships, and endless obligations can leave us feeling burnt out. Taking time for yourself is like hitting the reset button. Whether it's meditation, yoga, or simply disconnecting from everything for a few hours, creating space for calm helps you manage stress levels and come back to your responsibilities with a renewed sense of perspective. Ever find yourself getting caught up in negative thought patterns? Yeah, me too. Those pesky little voices can be relentless. But taking time for self-reflection allows you to step back, observe those thoughts without judgment, and cultivate a more positive inner dialogue. It's like having a mental spa day. You come out feeling lighter, calmer, and more equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Finally, remember that you're human, not a machine. We all need time to recharge, reconnect with ourselves, and simply be. Taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being, happiness, and overall success. Think about that friend who always seems so calm, collected, and full of energy. Chances are they make time for themselves, even if it's just a few minutes each day to do something they genuinely enjoy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy working mom juggling kids, work, and household chores. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed, and struggling to find moments of peace. One day, she decides to experiment with taking just 30 minutes each morning for herself. She puts away her phone, makes a cup of tea, and sits in her garden reading a book. To her surprise, this small act of self-care completely transformed her day. She felt calmer, more focused, and actually more productive at work. Sarah realized that taking time for herself wasn't a luxury, it was an investment in her well-being and happiness. So, what are the key takeaways here? First off, remember that taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Second, make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. Third, find activities that truly bring you joy, those things that make you lose track of time and leave you feeling refreshed and recharged. And finally, remember that even small moments of self-care can have a big impact on your overall well-being. Now, here's the challenge. What's one thing you can do today to take care of yourself? Maybe it's a 15-minute walk in nature, reading a few pages of a good book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Share your ideas with us on social media. I'd love to hear how you're prioritizing self-care. And remember, even the smallest steps can lead to big changes. Until next time, keep that self-care game strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.